The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, back at the helm of America Tonight. On America Tonight, we often talk about what I like to affectionately call the buzz in your backyard and mine. In other words, the things that get under your skin or the things that make you laugh, the things that are happening in your neighborhoods that you think people should know, which, by the way, you can always flip me an email on that. If there is something worth mentioning, something that is happening in your community that you think we should know, that's like a daily salute, send it to me. I'm all for it. Tell the rest of the world. Let's get some good news. That's why we do the daily salute. Not good news for Californians. They had another record-breaking day of heat. More than a dozen cities on Wednesday broke or tied high temperatures for the date. It was 99 degrees in downtown Los Angeles, breaking the old record of 96, and you know that was set 124 years ago. San Diego's 93 beat the high of 87 in 1956. Even San Francisco's 88 was a degree higher, was a degree above the 22 record. That's scorching. And then you get those gusty winds, you know, the gusty, erratic winds, and it's bad news. And they are fighting a bunch of fires in San Diego, and thousands of people had to be evacuated with the brush fire burning. And as the fire chief in Carlsbad said, the scary thing to him is that it's happening so early, because normally they wouldn't see this until October, and we're in May. So you get the heat, you get the winds, and you got to declare a state of emergency, which is what Governor Brown has done, because that's ridiculous. There's no way they can deal with that. I mean, there's just no way, the amount of money they're going to lose on top of everything else. So how about that? The host of fires cleared the San Diego neighborhood. They didn't even have school for the kids on Thursday. It was pretty bad, needless to say. And it never, the song It Never Rains in Southern California, it never gets that hot. So the people there, it must be just stunning to them. They're certainly not used to that. Certainly not used to that. Right here from the get-go, because I laughed my head off when I read this story, I got to give you some levity. Maybe from now on we give you the bad news, then we give you the good news, then we kind of reel you in a different direction. This is a crazy story. A southeastern Pennsylvania man was charged with, what do you think? Breaking into a neighbor's house. Why? Why would he break into his neighbor's house? What do you want to steal? He was only borrowing eggs to make breakfast. The Bucks County Courier-Times, the newspaper of record there, says Middletown police believe Christopher King didn't have an omelet on his mind when he climbed through the window on Tuesday morning. Cops responded to the report of a burglary in progress, say they arrived to find him walking out the front door. They found dresser and cabinet drawers and other drawers open throughout the house. He says the guy who climbed in says he climbed in through his neighbor's window because he wanted some eggs for breakfast. The homeowner told police nothing was missing. And in the end, the guy who broke in, King, is charged with felony burglary and related charges. Online court documents don't list an attorney for him. What was he thinking? That's my question. What are you thinking, Christopher King? You want some eggs? You could go get cheap eggs at McDonald's or anywhere. I think you'd even get one of those sandwiches for a buck. Surely he could scrape together a buck if it was a money thing. Wow. That's bad. I can't even, in my mind, imagine breaking into any house for any ever reason. But for that reason, that doesn't wash. That's not good. That's not going to sound good. If that went to a jury trial, that would not sound good in front of a jury. I just wanted some eggs, Your Honor. So I did what I had to do. Which meant I had to break in somewhere, be very, very quiet, and hope I could get out of there in the nick of time. That obviously did not happen. Didn't happen. One of the things that really got my hackles up, I think, this week, and it's going to be part of the conversation over the weekend, is a story that just goes beyond what makes any sense whatsoever. I mean, how do you like that setup? It just makes no sense to me. And the story that I'm talking about is the direction that we keep going in when it comes to the relationship with Russia. I mean, we're either in or we're out on this whole space deal, and now Putin, whether it came directly from his mouth or not, is trying to control what's going on in the International Space Station, basically by shutting it down early and effectively saying, no thank you, the United States. We don't want your $60 million. Once you're down, that's it. Well, let's just call it a day and move in a different direction. What happens if we lose Russia to a different direction with what's gone on in the space station? And the space station cut across the economic problems, the things that were clearly not good between the United States and Russia. This was a way to more than break the ice and keep it that way for a long time, but it doesn't look like that's happening. With the Russian Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin saying his country doesn't intend to use the International Space Station past 2020, and that they would effectively exclude the United States from using the orbiting laboratory. So the United States not happy in this scenario, not happy with what's gone on with the Russians because of Ukraine. This is their slap back, and it was easy to do this. And we cannot let all these other countries continue to explore, and we're not somewhere in the middle of it. Because we don't want to lose that race in space, because it gets more and more interesting. There are things and discoveries that have happened that would surprise many of you. We'll have Rod Pyle back on the show again. He's the man from Discovery who's amazing when it comes to all things space. And now that the Russians are cutting us off, that's put the United States in a very, very awkward, in a way, awkward situation. Where do we go from here? We can't completely trash and forget about our space program. We need to figure out a way instead to prop it up. All right. Stay with us. Much more to come. I'm kicking it over the fence, and I'll meet you back over there. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4-Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4-Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4-Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
That in the battle at the box office, Neighbors beat Spider-Man 2 with $51 million. Proves that people really like a comedy. So this one was plugged all over the place like nothing I've ever seen. Seth Rogen, Rose Byrne, Zac Efron. It was a frat comedy. And this is only after its first weekend and heading into that extra important week that follows. Amazing Spider-Man was in second place, but don't boo-hoo, because $37.2 million, this was added to the heap. Domestically, it's almost at $150 million worldwide, a gross of $550 million. So it's doing pretty good. And just to throw this in, the other woman, which has been out a couple of weeks, is now in its second week. The domestic total for that movie with Cameron Diaz and Leslie Mann and a few other people, $61.7 million, a comedy. Heaven is for Real, a religious bent about a young boy who didn't necessarily die but almost died on the operating table and went to heaven, $75.2 million. For that movie that's been out for at least a couple of weeks. So it's interesting what people are paying attention to. You can never tell with the movies, and the big blockbuster season really is underway, but gets even hotter as you get closer to Memorial Day weekend. This was a sad, odd story. A sudden death in North Carolina, where congressional candidate Keith Crisco died suddenly at his home from a fall changes what's happened in this race with Clay Aiken for the U.S. House District 2 seat. The information was sketchy when it first came out, but he suffered injuries from a fall 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the home. Wow. He had a long history of business and local government involvement. He was active in state and at the state and federal level with industry associations and whatnot. But what a surprise, what a strange curveball. You just never know when you're going to take your last breath, and he certainly did not think that that's what was happening here. He served in all kinds of public capacities when it comes to politics, and this was his latest foray into it, to be sure. The Ukraine, there is a buzz about what happened in Donetsk and how many people really voted, looking at the paper ballots. A separatist leader declared Monday that eastern Ukraine's Donetsk was not only independent, but would also be asking to join Russia a day after referendum organizers claim voters in the area chose to break away from the Kiev. Pro-Russian separatists held a referendum on Sunday, very chaotic, asking people of the Donetsk area whether they would declare independence from the Ukraine. Nearly 90%, this is what they're reporting, of voters in the area favored secession. Favored secession. Boy, that would really be turning the tables on a lot of people, wouldn't it? The problem is validating any of those kind of election results, because you had kids voting, people voting 3, 4, 5 times. So it was rigged. And now it's time to get tough, put the gloves down, and really take a swing. Let's see what the U.S. does at this point. Let's see what happens. An NFL player has been fined for a negative tweet after Michael Sam celebrated being drafted in the NFL by kissing his boyfriend. We know how controversial this is anyway. So then this happens. It happened on TV because it was the NFL draft. Shortly after learning of his selection by phone, he was emotionally turned to his boyfriend and kissed him. Ward played for the New York Giants and the Houston Texans. He said he got death threats against him and his children after the comments because he made the comments. Derek Ward, he tweeted them. And what he wrote was, "I'm sorry, but that Michael Sam is no bueno for doing that on national TV. Man, you got little kids looking at the draft. I can't believe ESPN even allowed that to happen because they had the camera, as I already mentioned, on him and showed him kissing his boyfriend, Vito Camasina, a former University of Missouri swimmer who graduated last year and now interns for a company in Columbia, Missouri." So how about that? Seventh round selection by the St. Louis Rams. His team is 2 hours away from the University of Missouri, where Sam was an All-American and the Southeastern Conference Defensive Player of the Year. Not surprising if you watched him play at all. Everybody was weighing in on Michael Sam. And I don't think that's a surprise, and I don't think he thinks that's a surprise either. But it did make it interesting. Donald Sterling has made it interesting for the Clippers, who just want to win and go on. But it's about the other show in town that so many people are following. Donald Sterling was on CNN talking to Anderson Cooper, and he says he was baited into a terrible, terrible mistake. How many people, though, feel sorry for Donald Sterling? I'm going to say the number is pretty low. Pretty low. Even though there are a lot of people who feel as though Donald Sterling should flat out be out of the NBA. It's a club anyway. The owners can vote to boot him. And then what does he do? Does he turn around and sue in court? He could. He could do that. But will he do that? I would think he wouldn't do that after everything that's happened. I don't think so. We're going to try to squeeze in at least one more we can count. And this may be a really funny one. I saw a link to it, I think, on Drudge earlier in the day, and then a bunch of different people sent me things about it. So everybody was, well, I shouldn't say everybody, but I think there were a lot of people that were talking about it. There was a map with the world's nations ranked by drunkenness. And the world's heaviest drinking countries revealed that the UK doesn't even make the top 10. Are you surprised by that? People, in fact, in the UK are among the most prolific drinkers in the world, according to a report released by the World Health Organization. And it revealed that the harmful use of alcohol causes 3.3 million deaths a year worldwide. And then you sit in front of the tube for any length of time, and eventually someone somewhere is trying to tell you how to get healthier, how to follow a program, blah, 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 on and on. But Europe is the region with the highest consumption of alcohol per person if you were waiting for that payoff, making it into the top 10. Making it into the top 10. Australia and Canada have high levels of alcohol consumption, with people on average drinking 12.2 and 10.2 liters a year, respectfully. The United States, the figure is lower at 9.2 liters. What does that say? Who's the smarter person in the equation? All right, hang with us. A couple of great interviews coming up next here on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It is we need to do to get healthy. How can we get thinner? And, you know, we keep hearing these reports about the tire that you have in the middle of your belly that's so easy to get as you start to age. And then we dissect, well, what is that about and how can we lose it and all that sort of stuff. Joining us, he's in our virtual green room right now, is Ellington Darden. He's the author of a new book, The Body Fat Breakthrough. So let's see if we can try and solve this riddle yet again. Ellington, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Kate. Good to be here.
So what should we be doing? Why, for example, should we be lowering weights instead of lifting them? I don't understand. Explain that to me.
Well, I've been kicking this concept of lowering weight around for more than 40 years. And about 2 years ago, I hit upon the idea of combining it with a lower-calorie diet. Now, what happens, this lowering causes a deeper inroad into your starting strength level. So it fatigues the muscle faster. And this additional fatiguing, if it's done properly, causes your body to not only build muscle, but to subtract fat from those adipose tissue cells. So So in essence, what happens is you're building muscle and losing fat at the same time. And that's an ideal situation to get rid of your belly fat, to get rid of fat anywhere on your body, and also to strengthen your muscles.
So is this what you call, is this kind of that new form of weight training that's called negative training?
Yes, I call it negative accentuated training. So you take a very slow, smooth style of lifting and lowering. So if you're doing a barbell curl, you probably are familiar with that.
Sure.
So you're standing holding a barbell, you take about 80% of what you'd normally use on the barbell, and you bring it to your shoulders quickly, and then you lower the barbell very slowly in 20 to 30 seconds. And then you raise it in another 20 to 30 seconds, and you lower it one last time 20 to 30 seconds. So it is 1.5 repetitions in 60 to 90 seconds. So I call that the whole concept 30-30-30. And if you do that on 6 or 7 different exercises, you know, it only takes about 20, 25 minutes. And then combine that with 5 or 6 other things related to a lower calorie diet, then you have what I call a body fat breakthrough, something that allows you to lose an extraordinary amount of fat and at the same time strengthen your muscles.
So on the other side of it, and, you know, we'll get back into that with the bodybuilders, but people will always talk about the food, too. Is it about lower-calorie food?
Yeah, it is about lower-calorie food. Most people in the United States who are over-fat eat too many calories, of protein, of fat, and carbohydrates. So it's an overall lowering of all these major food groups. And with men, it's about 1,500 calories a day. And with women, it's about 1,300 calories a day.
Wow, 1,300 calories. Yeah, so that's, and people don't realize this, right? You see this all the time. I'm sure, Ellington, that people don't realize, or maybe they do, but aren't thinking about it, the amount of calories they're inhaling. Often, I'm not really bagging on fast food, but often with fast food and portion sizes.
Yeah, you're right. And I try to get people to consume no more than about 300 to 400 calories per meal. So it's smaller meals more frequently. You know, you can have up to 6 small meals a day, but sometimes a small meal is only 150 or 200 calories. So you're eating quite a bit, but you're not eating much. And then to top that off, I say you need to drink 1 gallon of ice cold water a day. So we spread out the sipping of cold water throughout the morning and the afternoon and the early night. And
yeah.
These things really cause a lot of fat loss quickly.
Yeah, great advice. And why we all don't drink more water, I don't know. And I was as guilty as anyone else, but I've gotten a lot better at doing it, that's for sure. And talking about bodybuilding and what and whatnot, this negative training, is this something new? Or, you know, you said you were kicking this around for a while, or have a lot of bodybuilders actually been doing this for a while?
Well, I started working for Nautilus Sports Medical Industries back in 1972, and a man named Arthur Jones that started Nautilus, you probably remember all the Nautilus clubs throughout the country in the 70s and the 80s. He started training people this way in 1972, and that's when I learned about it. So, you know, it's been around for 40 years, and a lot of bodybuilders have used it, but they probably haven't used it correctly, you know. That's why, you know, I'm pushing this not only for bodybuilding, but for average people, especially women that need stronger muscles. So So I hope more and more women get involved in this. It's a challenging, demanding form of exercise, but boy, it sure does produce good results. And if you look through the book, you'll see a lot of those before and after pictures of women.
Yeah. And as I said, the book is called The Body Fat Breakthrough. Is it partially, as with anything, you know, that whole thing about a habit takes 21 days. If you stick with it, you'll see those results. How fast? Because, you know, that's what it's about, Ellington. We all want to get there fast. Will you see the results pretty quickly if you do what you're saying?
Yeah, you can see some marked results in 10 days. And within 3 weeks, like you're talking about, a habit forms. And if you can stretch it out to 42 days or even 84, then you'll get close to permanent results at 84 days. So, you know, that's a mouthful for people to try to digest. But you can do a lot of good in just 2 weeks. So I like to challenge people right up front to give a program 2 weeks and then decide. And this program works miracles in 2 weeks.
All right, so 2 weeks. Give it 2 weeks. And could this be for anybody of any age? So you could be younger, older? Does it work on, have you seen this work, the body fat breakthrough on any age?
Well, I've got a 12-year-old son that I've been training this way. And there's an 82-year-old woman in Gainesville that trains that way too. Most of the people are in their 40s and 50s. So you might say it has applications to all age groups.
All right, so all age groups across the board. Do you think, and you mentioned this in doing the Nautilus thing and seeing over the years what has happened with people, do you think more people are starting to get, you know, still going back to the gym, getting into that, or do you think some of that has been lost, and that's because people get frustrated? Because you've done this research for Nautilus for 20 years. What kind of trend are you seeing here?
Well, I think, yeah, there are more people involved in exercise than ever before. But at the same time, you know, Kate, there's more advice out there. And gosh, more than half of the advice is not good advice. You know, it tells people to move faster and to slam and bang and try to see how much you can lift. And my program's not that way. You know, it tells people to not see how much they can lift, but see how much they can lower, you know, and do it slowly and smoothly and focus on working your muscles very thoroughly. So, you know, I challenge people in a little different manner, and I hope, I know there are millions of people that are anxious to try this because we've gotten good results so far.
Yeah, and for women, is it better in a way? Because I think women get intimidated, frankly, Ellington, when you're talking about really trying to push heavy weights.
You're absolutely right. And women, the women we worked with in Gainesville, they were really into it. And women like working in small groups. They like having once a week meetings. They like talking about recipes and problems. And I enjoy working with women. And I enjoy working with men, too. So it's a program that is adaptable. There's a couple of chapters here on how to adapt it if you're short, tall, or if you have certain foods you don't like, or if you have, you know, problems with your back or your knees, and most people over 40 do. So you've got to read instructions and then follow instructions. And with the internet being as it is, and with the, you know, all these apps available, more than ever, people can work with one another in small groups and get even better results. So the book tells you how to do that.
All right, so where can everybody pick up the book? At Amazon?
It's at Amazon and other internet websites that sell books, and it's in most of the major bookstores. Yes, ma'am.
All right, so pick it up, the Body Fat Breakthrough. Try it out. Ellington Darden, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, thank you, Kate.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Come on, Abby. Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see
the stars. Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers, glamorous stripes, bigger than life.
Once again, you know, we get to go to the movies. It's so fun. I tell you this. I implore you, if you go to a movie, send us a cheap movie review. I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Each and every week we do that here on America Tonight. We go to the movies, or at least we try to review them. That's why we call them cheap movie reviews. So this movie is getting a ton of buzz. If you've watched any television, I feel confident to say that most of you in the nooks and crannies have seen at least a little snippet of Godzilla. Here's some more of Godzilla.
Gentlemen, you are being sent in via Halo Jump. Now, I realize not all of you have had hands-on experience. And frankly, none of us have ever faced a situation quite like this one before. I would not be asking any one of you to take this leap if I did not have complete faith in your ability to succeed. Your courage will never be more needed than it is today.
Thank you.
What I love about Godzilla is from everything I've heard, they really build up the suspense in this movie and they save it, some of the good fight scenes for the end of the movie instead of giving you all the good stuff in the beginning. That was the idea that Max Bornstein had when he put this together, and the director, Gareth Edwards. They wanted to save the big beast and the big battle toward the end of the movie. This movie, by the way, is PG-13, and it's supposed to actually be pretty good, but a lot of people in Japan not happy. I've mentioned this before, because they don't like the fact that it doesn't look like what their version of Godzilla is. But it probably will be a massive hit at the box office. There are some pretty well-known people in it, including Bryan Cranston, who you certainly know from TV, from the many, many things that he's been in, including Breaking Bad. We move to our next one, which is completely different than Godzilla's 2 hours and 3 minutes of The Beast. This is called Million Dollar Arm.
I'm J.B. Bernstein. I'm a sports agent.
Hey.
Who's that?
She's my neighbor. Not my type.
Why? Because she's not a model.
Yeah, stay away from that.
Right now, I'm on the verge of a huge break. Without this deal, we're done.
What's going on here? Don't tell me you signed a contract with these guys.
It's just business.
Guess what? We're out of money. I mean, I don't know what else to do, JB.
Hey, how fast are they pitching cricket? I think I cracked this.
It's called Million Dollar Arm. We find the first Major League Baseball player from India.
Like being on the road?
Words cannot express.
Ray, how are you going to know if anyone can throw it and keep your eyes shut all day?
I can hear it.
Really?
Ah. That was about a 43.
Bingo.
We have our finalists.
Welcome to America, boys.
Okay. All right, guys.
Who is that? Is she a servant?
She's a beautiful servant.
He can't train somebody who was never picked up a baseball. It's insane.
Okay, so how's it going?
Baseball is very hard.
This is Major League Baseball, not some social experiment.
You're not ready for this kind of pressure.
This is business.
It'll be a sideshow.
These guys are not ready for a pro tryout. Their chances fall between slim and none.
Are you okay?
These kids, they're my last best shot.
But they're also just a couple of great kids. Kids. I mean, they're far from home. They need to see that you care.
Wow.
This whole alternative family thing looks good on you.
See this partner?
Boom. We've got a major league tryout.
Are you messing with us?
No, I'm not messing with you. You got a tryout. All right, go ahead. Say it.
Did you kiss Miss Brenda?
No. She kissed me.
Oh!
Aha!
Okay, so this movie is a Disney movie. John Hamm stars in it. It's about what happened in real life, trying to find the arms in India to crack the code and get into the majors. Alan Arkin is also in this, and it's supposed to be a really clever movie. Very, very well done. 2 hours. It's rated PG. Finally, our last one checks in at A Night in Old Mexico.
This isn't the Bovey Ranch, is it?
Well, it was. Now it's Rancho Vista Estates.
Now, what do you want?
I'm your grandson.
How'd you lose your ranch?
Damn conspiracy.
You'll make some good friends here, Mr. Bovey. You'll see.
Ain't no living in no damn tin can.
Timmy, come on now, let's go.
Get your damn hand off my Cadillac. I want some training and a dance. And a woman, I want a woman.
A woman?
Where you going? Let me speak up.
I'll go down.
Y'all going down south to Mexico?
I gladly buy the gas.
I seen you got some beer right there, too.
Yeah, I don't remember saying that beer was community property.
Say. Oh, man, pull over.
I got to take a leak.
Good idea.
Let's boogie woogie! Come on, let's go.
is Panama's money.
That old man and that kid, they got it. They left a few bucks in the car. Ain't nothing to dwell on.
$50,000.
I think somebody's looking for us.
Drop the money.
Over my dead body.
You have the money, don't you?
You're just going to have to find somebody else to pick on, see? I'm old, I'm broken, I'm alone. And I'm more scared of dying when somebody spoon-feeds me oatmeal than anything else in the world. I'm going to get you tonight. Forget about the money. You're all I got left in the world now. Here's the deal, mister.
I come for my money.
An old man like you should die in bed.
Now, this cowboy.
So, this movie might be able to find its home as well. It's not really rated. It's 1 hour, 44 minutes. They're having trouble with that. Robert Duvall. You've got Jeremy Irvine in it. And he's got to give up his land, his house. And the Texas rancher, you can tell, is Robert Duvall. And he doesn't want to retire and live in a trailer park. And he's going to fight it tooth and nail. So a couple of decent flicks. I think Million Dollar Arm, especially in Godzilla, will pull people out, kids, to the movies. And both will probably be good rentals, interesting rentals. Certainly Million Dollar Arm, I find, it's a formula movie, but I think it'll be a very, very well done movie. We're starting to see that the lanes are opening up and some of the better plots and that kind of stuff is starting to happen at the movies, because this is the time of year, as I've mentioned before, when Hollywood releases the blockbuster movies, the independent films like A Night in Old Mexico that have a chance to more than break even and find an audience. They release them then. So get ready for a whole bunch more to be released in the next couple of weeks. Remember, if you go to the movies and you've got a cheap review in you, send it to me, americatonight.net. If we air your review, which most likely we will, you want a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. Stay with us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.